Good news. My new book is finally here. It's called Handbook for the Heartbroken, A Woman's Path from Devastation to Rebirth. And you can order it now wherever books are sold. I wrote this book after the 5-year span between 2016 and 2020, when I experienced serial heartbreaks that rocked literally every area of my life, my health, relationships, money, career, social status, and even my very sense of self. And along the way, I really got to experience firsthand how dysfunctional our culture's relationship is to loss. I saw how we live in a heartbreak illiterate world that's obsessed with success and shackled with isolation and ignorant of how valuable our suffering can be for our growth and our evolution, not only as individuals, but also as a collective. So this book expands the conversation around loss beyond just breakups and bereavement, although we definitely cover those too, in order to include falls from grace of all kinds, personal, professional, and collective. So whether you're experiencing hardship now or know you have past hurts that are holding you back in certain ways and still need healing, this book is here to support you. It's also a great book to gift to clients, family members, friends, just other women in your world who are going through a challenging time. It will show you that it's only through fully turning toward your heartbreak with support, courage, and compassion that you can heal. So within the loving pages of this book, you will have full permission to fall apart and slowly, organically find your way back to greater wholeness. I'm truly excited to share this with you. It was not a joy to live this journey, but it really was a joy to write it. And you can find it again wherever books are sold, and the audio version of the book is available as well. If you would like some gifts to accompany you on your heartbreak journey, you can get those at handbookfortheheartbroken.com. Those are free. Whenever you order books, you can just send in your invoice or your receipt, and we'll send you those accompanying gifts. Enjoy. Hello, friends. I hope that everyone's staying safe and well wherever you are sheltering in the world. And I wanted to come in today with a shorter talk on wake-up calls, because this that we're all experiencing right now, the pandemic, the financial crisis, and so many other things that are surfacing as a result of those two, or perhaps even as a cause of those two, serves as a wake-up call, both collectively and personally. And I think about, you know, if I stay in a hotel, for instance, like an airport hotel, there's one in Bangkok that I've stayed at for many years. Because I used to live in Thailand for a decade, and I still go back there every few years or so. And I stay at an airport hotel in Bangkok when I'm flying in and out of the country, because usually flights from the U.S. arrive very late at night there or depart very early in the morning. And so for those really early morning flights, when I need to get to the airport by 4 a.m. or so, I have a wake-up call. And hotel phones, generally speaking, the ringers on those phones are very abrupt. They're not those kind of gentle, gradual wake-ups that are now available in some alarm clocks. And it's this kind of jolting sound that just draws you fully out of unconsciousness into consciousness. It's almost like there's no subtlety to it. It's very extreme, violent in a certain way, but also helpful because it's waking you up, waking me up to catch my flight. So one of the questions that I've been asking myself is, you know, in what ways is this pandemic a wake-up call? And this is something that I'm going to be unpacking more in a virtual retreat this weekend, this Saturday, April 11th, in my Women's House of Wisdom online community that I created as a container to hold us as a community through these turbulent times. And it's a pay what you can, or what I'm calling a pay from the heart model. So it's hopefully accessible to everyone, regardless of what your financial or employment situation looks like right now. I know it varies greatly from person to person, but that is available for you if you want that support. And we're going to be unpacking this theme of wake-up calls in that retreat on Saturday morning. And if you can't come live, a recording will be available. And you can learn more and you can join us at womenshouseofwisdom.com, womenshouseofwisdom.com. And in that retreat and in series of monthly retreats, which I'll be offering as long as this pandemic lasts in Women's House of Wisdom, I'll be giving a Dharma talk similar to what I share on this podcast. And in fact, many or most of the talks that I publish here are recordings from ones that I give on retreat. I'm just pausing right now because there's a really interesting bird sound outside. I'm not sure if you can hear that, but there's just been a lot of bird activity around here lately. Wow. All right. Enjoying that. So there'll be Dharma talks and meditation, women's yin and flow yoga, journaling prompts around the specific theme of that retreat. And like I said, this Saturday will be on wake-up calls. Breath work to really activate our life force and strengthen our lungs during this time. And community sharing and just a space for us to be really real with each other and vulnerable and connected while grounding ourselves in our own sovereignty and in these ancient wisdom teachings that have been passed through over millennia and which can support us, especially right now. So whether or not you join the retreat, I invite you to take some time this weekend, today, whenever the space allows, whenever you give yourself that space, to start to look more deeply at in what ways is this with a capital T, all that's unfolding right now, a wake-up call for me? And what is it that I need to know? What is it that I need to do? And what is the path forward from there? Because really the only safety that there is in life is living true to oneself. And even and especially in this time where civil liberties are gradually being taken away in service of what's being called our safety, it's really important to feel your own inner authority and stay connected to your own inner wisdom and listening deeply into what is here for me, what is true for me, and what does it look like to make meaning out of this time. Carl Jung said that there's no coming into consciousness without pain. And just like those hotel, middle of the night, wake-up calls are painful in a certain way. You know, it's painful to wake up at 2, 3 in the morning in a not gentle, not loving way. But it brings you into consciousness to catch that flight. So yes, there's a pain associated with these wake up calls, and just like being born is painful, just like you know, I haven't died yet, but just like there's pain or discomfort in death or being sick or any challenging moment in life, that's how we grow. That's how we wake up. That's how we evolve. So wake up calls, let's listen to them. Let's learn from them. Let's unpack them. And if you would like to do this with me and our community, I invite you to join the retreat this weekend in womenshouseofwisdom.com. I wish you all so much strength, so much courage, tenderness, and a fierce commitment to your own sovereignty, to your own inner authority, to your own inner truth, and your willingness to root yourself in community and connectedness at this time. Much love, many blessings, and I will see you next time.